I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like to prioritize our self-care. And we like spooky things.
Yeah.
We really like spooky things.
Spooky things.
Especially during pre-spooky season, which we're in right now.
Yeah. September's basically just like Halloween Eve.
It's like, yeah, the preemptive.
Yeah.
Shit's gonna go down this month. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I bought a couple, like, maternity things, but not, like, ugly maternity things, you know?
I'm glad they started making cute maternity things, because I think it took a few years for people to be like, oh, wait, pregnant women shouldn't look frumpy? It's like, no.
So I bought, like, a onesie, I guess, like legging romper situation from Beyond Yoga.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it's super comfy. It's really cute. And then I bought like a kind of like midi dress from Beyond Yoga too. So it's kind of like
then you don't have to have the weird like waistband for pants.
Yeah, exactly. It's just all one piece.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah. So I bought two like comfy pieces of
because you like have the bump stuff. Like it just kind of appeared out of nowhere. It was like, oh my god, you have the bump now.
It's like happening. It's bumping.
That's what I've heard happens with babies.
You grow them, I guess. Yeah, it's like out there.
That's so awesome.
Now it's just like hard because I don't like none of my jeans will button, so can't do that.
Luckily, you wear yoga pants, though, too, because then the band, if you hold it, if you...
And it's, like, I don't know, with my regular yoga pants, I'm sure they'll be fine for a couple more months, but, like, it's, like, kind of, like, cutting the bump in half.
You don't want to stretch them out too much, yeah.
Yeah. So, I might buy some more, like, maternity...
Just do dresses.
Yeah. Well, for winter, though, I don't want to be cold.
That's true. I bought my sister a shit ton of cardigans.
I love cardigans. Cardigans, so many.
You can just, you know, like wear them. So that's what I did for her. And then she had like a few tank tops. And yeah, pants are hard.
Pants are hard because it's like I don't want to always look like I'm wearing leggings. But at the same time, like that's what feels comfy.
But like who's going to be like, you're pregnant, wear pants. Like a normal person. Like nobody.
And also maternity jeans are so fucking expensive.
How much are
like,
they?
Like the ones I was like, because you know, Instagram will then like target you your cookies that you use to buy shit, and there were these ones that were cute that were like they kind of go below the belly but they have like a little V on the sides of like stretchy material.
Okay,
so it's like regular jeans but it has this little like sort of like stretchy part on the side so it just like stretches with the belly instead of like being that whole like fake jeans and then there's like a big like band of like stretchy material that goes over the bump.
Oh yeah, like, that's weird.
It just looks stupid. So I was like, oh, those are cute, and they're like $198.
No,
I was like, fuck
you.
All the way off.
That's
no.
Like designer jeans.
Yeah, I don't even spend that much on my regular jeans. I'm not fucking doing that for maternity jeans.
No.
Suck a dick. That's what I wanted to say to the website, but I didn't.
You should have.
Like. Seriously, I'm only gonna be wearing these for a few months. No,
I'll look and see if I see anything.
Yeah,
you're obviously gonna like need them down the line too. So.
Right. So yeah, I bought some cute little outfits, and they like are comfy. And Beyond Yoga is just amazing. I love them. Well, if you don't have leggings from them, you should. Cause
I'll look into it.
They're very like their material. They call it space dye. It's just like, it's like buttery soft.
Ooh, I do like that.
Yeah, and it's just, like, comfy. Like, it's not, like, a spandex. It's more like a cotton.
Yeah.
But it has the stretch to it, and it's just, like, the it's best so thing comfy. Ever. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
Well, this week, I guess, like, over the past few, I've been buying, like, Halloween stuff.
Yes.
Not anything crazy, but just, like, I mean, a lot of ghosty stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get the house kind of ready for decorating. I already have so much stuff. I need to, like, pull it out, but I'm,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, pull it out. Maybe we should have, like, a day where we, like, decorate.
Yeah, that would be fun. Because
this will be your first Halloween in your house.
Yeah, where I actually, like, have room to do stuff. Yeah,
and, like, a yard where you could, like, do fun things.
I just want the 12-foot skeleton.
I want it so bad, and Steven is like, it's a hard no. And I'm like... But it'd be so cool.
I feel like I'd get it, and Keith would be, like, annoyed for 5 minutes, and then I think he'd be like, okay, but this is really cool.
Right. Yeah. I might just have to secretly buy it.
Yeah.
When it goes on clearance.
Yeah.
Like, we won't do it this year. Let's just, like, secretly
wait
buy
till
it.
Wait till the end of... Yeah. What are they gonna do?
Who's gonna know?
Keith can't do the rent on his
and
own.
And then by the time next year comes, we'll just casually put it up, like, and they'll be like, what the hell? I told you no.
We'll take the day off work, and then they'll, like, come home like, what? We're like, oh, what?
How did this happen?
I guess it was the...
It was Halloween the fairy. I wished upon a star, and it showed up.
I wished upon a star, and it showed up. Okay, can we
okay, that's
do
our
that?
Plan.
Yeah, it's happening.
Oh, shit. Steven's going to hear this when we edit it. Da, 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 it's a joke.
It's a joke.
As soon as she's day. Anyways.
So what are you going to tell me about this week?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to tell you about this.
I know. You've been texting me, and I love it. I'm so excited.
So I'm going to tell you about the Lindau woman.
Is this, like, a widely...
I don't think you know this.
Oh my God.
We'll see, though, because so you know excited. A lot of them. But I have a lot of different sources. But my, like, one that inspired me was I was just listening to Criminal and Phoebe Judge.
I was about to say the one with Phoebe Judge.
I fucking love her. She's amazing. Like, read me bedtime stories. She.
Shelley Duvall will do that.
God, I love Shelley Duvall, too. It's nostalgic today.
I know, it is.
Weird. Okay, so anyways, so I was listening to episode 227, which is called Bodies in the Bog, and I was like, oh, what?
Let the bodies hit the bog. Let the bog. Okay. I cannot myself, Randy said that. I'm like,
Yeah, so I have several different sources that I will put into the show notes.
Yeah, we always add sources in show notes because it's important to cite your sources.
Yeah, and I had... a lot.
You're better at talking about sources. I'm like, we'll just put them in the show notes.
Yeah, it's fine. You'll see them if you want them. Okay, so I'm going to take you to Cheshire County, England.
I'm there.
At the Lindau Moss Peat Bog.
I am in there. It is gross. Boots.
Yeah, probably some boots.
Boots.
So it is May 13th. 1983.
I was not born yet, but I'm still there.
We were twinkle in our parents' eyes. Two men were working in the Lindau Moss peat bog.
Okay.
And they find what looks to be like a black leather soccer ball.
Okay.
And they're like, huh, weird. One man even commented, like, oh, maybe it's a dinosaur egg. Hardy har.
Lols, lols.
Yeah. So there's that. Now,
so there's that. Ah,
let me just take a pause right here to tell you what the fuck a peat bog is.
Okay.
Because not everyone knows.
Does it have anything to do with peat moss?
Correct.
Ha. Huh.
So, according to Wikipedia, a bog or a bogland is a wetland that accumulates peat as a deposit of dead plant materials, often mosses, typically sphagnum moss. It is one of the four main types of wetlands, and other names for bogs include mire, mosses, quagmire, and muskeg.
Okay, I just think of that character from Family Guy when you say quagmire.
Like, giggity. Fucking weirdo.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Yeah. So yeah, it's like kind of like a swamp, but not necessarily a swamp. The dead animal and plant materials kind of make it like a really rich soil if you not mine it, but like harvest it. I don't even know if that's the right word for it.
Yeah.
But so people have been using peat bogs for centuries to basically either make like fuel for like a stove to burn, or you can use it as soil to plant all your farm goods. So it is like a business where they kind of harvest it.
I mean, I can see the use of it.
Right. They kind of put it into little like blocks and then they send it off to go get sold. So that's what those two workers were doing in the bog.
Makes sense.
Okay. So also a little backstory on this particular bog. It's called the Lindau Moss and it was formed thousands of years ago after the most recent ice age. So like 11,000 years ago.
Shut up, telling you.
Yeah. So when all the ice melted, what is around Cheshire, England, it takes up 1,500 acres and it basically like melts into the earth. And so there's all this water, which creates the bog.
Okay.
And like I said, people use it to dry out and use it as fuel and also as soil.
Just turns into oil. Useful oil.
I don't know if it's oil. I don't fucking know. Whatever. Okay. They just said fuel.
Fuel. Same.
Fuel. Whatever. Okay. Works. So now we're caught up on what a bog is. Okay. Why they were in the bog field, whatever, and working it.
Wasn't there... Sorry. The movie... Oh, my God. David Bowie's in it. And there was
Labyrinth?
Like... Yeah. And there was like the bog that like smells really bad.
Oh. I don't remember that part. It's been a very long time.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
But probably.
Bog of, like, undesirable scent. I don't know what it's
sure,
called.
Sure, I'm sure it smells like
I'm
ass.
I'm sure people are screaming, like, that's not what it's called, dummy. Sorry. Okay, go on, Danae.
Okay, so back to the men at work and their discovery. So they pick up this black round object, they wash it off, and they are shocked to realize that they are holding a human skull.
And they just thought it was like a box or something.
Yeah. They're like a soccer ball.
Nope, I gotta be honest with you. Skull. Probably would be like, I don't want to touch anything here. But, you know.
But, you know, maybe they're used to it.
How much are they getting paid? Maybe I'd change my mind.
They see the peat moss bog every day.
I constantly see skulls. I'm like, a soccer ball? No.
So the skull is missing its jaw.
Ah.
But it still has some hair, skin, and even an eyeball.
Oh, gross. Okay. Oh,
so, no, thank you. Obviously, they call the police. They're like, yikes, found a head. And the police, you know, brought in forensics, and they immediately determined that this is the skull of a woman aged approximately 30 to 50 years old.
And do they have a timeline for how, like... old this skull is, or are you gonna answer that probably later?
I will answer that
okay
later.
I'm like, because there's still an eyeball, and I know eyeballs are like the first thing just to go usually.
Right.
Okay,
you are absolutely correct. So they've got the skull, 30 to 50 year old woman.
Okay.
Police are immediately like, oh wow, perhaps this is a local woman that has been missing for 20 years that we've tried to find, never had any luck.
So they immediately have a suspect for who this... Well, not suspect, but like a victim,
I guess. Thinking, oh, this might be the person we've been looking for for 20 years.
And it's somebody that was wanted or somebody that's like...
Somebody... So someone who was missing. So
okay,
this
missing.
Was...
You know what I meant. I was like, I meant...
Oh, no,
like,
no, you're fine.
Okay.
So the person that they immediately thought of was Malika Maria de Fernandez. Her case had gone cold after she just disappeared without a trace, and they always, like, strongly suspected her husband, Peter Rain Bart, had something to do with it.
Well, I mean, it's usually the husband.
It's always the fucking husband. So they're like, ha-ha, how about we solve this?
Caught you, motherfucker.
So they had searched Peter's property, like, back when this case was not cold. And he lives 300 yards from the peat moss.
Okay, yeah.
So they had searched his property. They had searched around the Lindau moss. They
not even slightly unreasonable that they think it could be him.
Yeah.
Not even kind of unreasonable. Totally. Yeah.
So now they're like, gotcha, bitch. But they had never found any evidence of a body. So they could never really do anything without
a lot of time, no body, no crime.
Exactly. You know? So they confront Malika's husband, Peter, who had, this is just a gem of information, who had just been released from jail for sex crimes against children.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he is a shit person.
Yeah. He's a shining star in this community.
Oh, God.
He basically gives a full confession. He spills his guts knowing he's been caught. And basically knows that he, like, can't talk his way out
of it. So he went from, I'm never going to get caught, to, like, he's caught.
Well, he thought he would never get caught. Yeah. And then they're like, hey, found a head. And he's like,
guess fucking what?
Okay.
Damn, they got me.
They got me. So he tells the police everything from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Peter and Malika had met in 1959. And only a few...
Good year. My dad's birth year.
Oh, I was like, okay.
Like, who's this you?
Who's that? So, they met the year your dad was born. And after only a few hours of meeting, Peter proposed. And 4 days later,
so people they got married. Are getting engaged before me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you. I'm just kidding.
If Keith did that, I probably would have gotten a restraining order.
Yeah, anyway. Like, goodbye, weirdo.
May.
So yeah, like, talk about a whirlwind romance. Like,
that's creepy. I just can't
imagine meeting someone and being like, this is it. It's been 2 hours. Let's get married and spend our lives together.
Anyone can be normal for 2 hours. Anyone can be normal for like 3 years.
Totally. Yeah.
So, oh my God.
Also, like, I'm just speculating, but it does sound like they were drunk, right? Like,
yeah.
It sounds like something a drunk person would do.
Oh, 100%.
Like, we're getting married.
Vegas. Oh, you're beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's what happened, but that's what it seems
like.
We're
going to speculate that's what happened.
I'm going to speculate the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So Peter was an airline employee. So Malika, after marrying him, got the benefits of traveling all around the world.
I mean, it's
a perk.
Yeah, it's a nice perk.
Yeah. But... and their actual, like, romance didn't last long.
Well.
In a surprise to no one.
Oh, shocking.
So she took to traveling.
Mean marrying someone after 2 hours isn't good?
Right? Like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Whatever. People make bad decisions sometimes. So she took to just kind of like traveling around and enjoying her world tour while he cozied up with a fellow in his cottage. And by fellow, I mean a man.
I was about to say, so he was cheating on her with same sex.
Yeah, so he was gay.
Okay.
Secretly gay, I must add.
Ah.
I mean, she knew, but like at the time.
But it wasn't out and about with everyone.
Well, because you couldn't be. At that time.
In the 50s.
In the 50s, 60s. It was literally like you could go to jail for being gay.
That's so
It was
fucked.
Like a criminal offense. That's like, can so you fucking fucked. Imagine?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, I can't imagine, but
Yeah, like, that's so messed up. So she was kind of like, fine, whatever, have your man lover. I'm gonna travel. Until she kind of got bored of traveling, and she came to his cabin at one point demanding money. So he refused to give her any money. One, because he didn't have any. And two, because, like, fuck you. No. I'm not just going to give you money.
I mean, I can understand that. If somebody I was, like, married, I guess, out of convenience, I would be like, no, sorry. Figure your life out. But,
I mean, she got the benefits of traveling.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Call it even.
That's got to be expensive, though. Especially if you're not working. You're just spending all your time traveling. Like, must be nice, but...
Right. Well, so he refuses to give her money, and that's when he claims that Malika threatened him to out him as gay to everyone they know. And like I said, that was outlawed in the 50s, so he was kind of like, no, you're not gonna tell everyone I'm gay. And it, like, made something spark in him where he got so, so angry that he grabbed her by the shoulders and shook her so violently that he didn't even realize she was dead until he stopped.
Bullshit. I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but like, and who knows? She's not here to say what happened.
Yeah, it's his word against hers.
Yeah. His next step was to chop up her body, and he tried to burn her remains, which we all know doesn't work.
Well, it works, but you have to do it for hours and hours, hours and hours, it has to get to a certain
very temperature. High heat. Yeah. It's not just a fucking bonfire in your backyard.
Yeah. It's not?
No. So he's like, oh shit, like this isn't really working. And he basically resorted to plan B and threw her in the bog, hoping no one would ever discover her. Well, sucks to suck. Found her head.
She was discovered.
She was discovered. And now he's caught and now he's confessed.
And how many months later was this?
This was years later.
Okay, so they found her head years later.
Uh-huh.
And her eye stayed intact?
That's the part I'm going to get to. That's
okay, so sorry. Sorry, awesome. I'm not over that.
No, it's very exciting. So they had gotten married. They had gotten married around like, so they met 1959, right? Got married 4 days later. And then like, it was either between 1960 or 1961 that they had this fight.
Okay.
And then the head was found in
1983. Ah, so it's like Jesus.
Many, many years.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So the only thing that was like puzzling police was that Peter said in his confession that he had scattered the rest of the remains in the bog. Yet they only had the head. They searched and searched and searched and they could not find any of the other remaining parts. Okay, but
after 20 years, wouldn't you just assume like alligators or whatever's in the bog would have eaten it?
You would
I
think.
Know I'm asking you the questions think. You're probably going to get to, but like that's what I would think.
Like, right, like maybe scavengers, birds, I don't know.
I mean, after 20 years, after like a few months, I can understand that. But like after a few years, like that shit's probably
gone.
Yeah, digested.
Right. So they're kind of like, it's just weird though. Like, why did we find her head and nothing else? So the investigators sent off the head to the lab at Oxford University.
Always Oxford.
They're like, just do some tests and shit. And they had basically assumed that it was Malika based on the age and the fact that it was a woman and that Peter fully confessed. However.
Okay, I was about to be like, so.
Plot twist, let's go.
I was like, case closed, done. Let's eat lunch.
Oh, so excited. So meanwhile, December of 1983, Peter is set to go to trial when a professor at Oxford University shared the results of radiocarbon dating testing. Turns out, this skull is not Malika. This is a skull that is 17 centuries old. It's fucking ancient. So there's no way in hell it's Malika.
Well, so I'm saying he should have been caught for his crime, so he literally admitted to murder for no reason.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Fucking nuts.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Let me guess, he still got charged for it and everything.
We'll get there. So this.
God!
This skull belonged to a woman from Roman Britain. Like, it's so fucking old, like, it's hard to even fathom. So, they didn't end up finding Malika, but they kind of got a twofer. They got a full confession to a cold case, murder with a conviction, and a huge find in terms of, the archaeological world. So, let me take a quick pause to answer some questions you had.
Yeah, the You're eye. Like,
why is the eyeball still there? So, the elements of the bog create this special environment that basically naturally preserves bodies.
So no animals live in the bog, right?
Not that can, like, it. I mean, I'm sure there are, but if you're like deep enough, if the body is deep enough, they're not getting to it.
Okay, that's my question. Thank you for answering
yes.
it. I was getting mad. I'm like, so, what the eye though?
It has to be like some special conditions that preserve a bog body.
Bog body.
That's what they call them because it's like a thing. There's multiple bog bodies. It's so fucking cool.
There's probably so many bogs that have bodies in them because that's terrifying.
Ancient ass bodies. It's so cool though because they're preserved.
If I ever go missing, will you check the bog for me?
I'll check the bog for you.
Thank you.
After 17 centuries to make sure that you're preserved.
Okay, so make sure your reincarnated soul finds me.
Yes, I promise that to you.
And I swear.
By the moon. I don't actually know if that's the words. I just think of Ryan Reynolds in Just Friends.
That's what I was thinking
when
too.
When he's like lip syncing that song. Oh, God.
It's so great.
It's one of my favorite scenes. Okay, anyways. So here are like, I'm going to get a little nerdy on you and get a little bit sciencey.
Go for it.
But not too sciencey, just like layman terms. Science.
Sure. Well, yeah. So I know.
Okay. So how a bog body is preserved? It has to be a sphagnum moss bog. So sphagnum is a type of moss that changes the chemistry of a body and makes it very acidic. And the body must initially be put into the bog with temps that are lower than 39 degrees Fahrenheit.
What is the usual temperature around this area?
So that's why it's perfect for preserving bodies because it stays this temperature. It's all of these cool things that come together to where these bodies are preserved.
Okay.
So then the bog has to stay wet, which like duh, it's a bog.
Well,
and under 50 degrees Fahrenheit all year long. Which is like
the England, that's kind of what the situation is.
It's kind of their whole
shtick.
Yeah. So all these factors combine prevents the tissues from decaying. So this means that the bog bodies still have their hair, nails, eyeballs, sometimes, and skin preserved.
Well, because I know, like, mucous membranes are the first things to go. Like, tongue and
like
eyes.
Like, soft tissues.
Yeah, those go immediately.
But
and
because
ears
of
and stuff, yeah.
The moss and the temperature,
it preserves
it. Preserves it, which is so fucking
cool.
A
few hundred years old. That's
17
insane.
Centuries old, and it still has a fucking eyeball.
It's so cool. You need to research that eyeball.
It's, like, the coolest thing ever. I love this shit. So, basically, this means that archaeologists can take a peek into what human life was like thousands of years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need to preserve that shit and, like, look into it.
Hell yeah. And there's been bog bodies that have been discovered all over Northern Europe for hundreds of years.
Oh, that's terrifying. That means people, like, hopefully were not, but, you know, people were tossed in there.
Yeah, I think people were tossed in there, and I think people just kind of, like, lived around there, so it was kind of, like,
after a time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of them, I'm sure, just, like, happened to die, but, like...
But it's so fucking cool. Okay.
So what happened to Malika?
Okay, so back to the murder story.
Okay, I'm like, but wait. Okay, but wait. Cool. That's cool. Scientists should research that, but, like, fucking Malika. What's going on with that?
So, basically, they never find her. They never find her body. But at trial, Peter tried to recant his story. But like,
I was drinking too much. I forgot. I was wrong.
Oh, my. Totally lied. This is all fake. Like, no. You gave us a full-ass confession with, like, huge details. Like,
yeah, this isn't shit you made.
We're not just
going
to be like, oh, go home, Peter,
oh,
you silly goose.
Oh, you Goofosaurus Rex. No. Yeah. There's no Goofosaurus. It's not in this city.
Not in this town.
Not
so,
today, not ever.
Basically, he spent the rest of his life in prison.
Oh.
As he should. Fuck you, Peter.
And I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, but it kind of sucks because they didn't find the body.
It sucks they didn't find the body so that, like, Malika's family could have some sort of, like, tangible here she is.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she did get justice because
he did go down.
He died
for
in
it.
Prison.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off, Peter.
Like, I can go both ways. Like, I'm happy it happened, but at the same time, I'm like, what, they still didn't
I just
the
think
body.
It's, like, so funny that he, like, immediately was like, oh, yeah, I definitely killed her.
Yeah, damn it. Oh, wait, that's me. Not her. I was joking.
I mean, what?
I need to stop drinking.
Yeah, seriously. So, yeah, he spends his life in prison, blah, blah, blah. Now, okay, that's where the story ends for Peter, but as I stated, this isn't the first bog body or body part, rather, that has been found in the bog. And it probably isn't the last.
Well, certainly not.
So this is where I'm going to nerd out super hard.
God, can I leave? I'm kidding. No.
So, totally. In August of 1984, 1 year later, right?
Yeah.
The same dudes who found the head found a foot.
They're fucking around.
Right?
That's not by accident.
No. And guess what the foot had?
Hair on it?
Toenails. That's so gross.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
So,
are they grown out?
I'm just like picturing like a foot sticking out of like little,
with the toenails, yeah, just like
man toenails. So this is where
worst type of toenails are male toenails.
Exactly. So this is where they find, or where the Lindau man comes to light.
Okay, here's my thing though. Those fuckers, they're not innocent if they keep finding stuff.
I mean, they have nothing to do with ancient bodies.
Okay, it's ancient bodies. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Why are they the only ones finding shit?
Serial killers.
I mean, wouldn't you be like, oh, you found another body part? What's going on?
Okay. I don't know. Okay, sure. But, okay, so it's like one of the most famous British archaeological finds. Lindau Man. Archaeologist Rick Turner went to the site and found a flap of skin peeking out from the peat, and he and police decided they gotta excavate.
Wouldn't you stop hanging around the bog after that point? You're like, okay, another body part. Maybe we should hang out somewhere else.
I don't know. I think it's so fucking
Let's
cool.
Let's go to a field.
So 11 days after the excavation, radiocarbon dating confirmed that this was not, in fact, a murder, because police were kind of like, you fooled us once, like, let's, you know.
Shame on you fools twice, shame on us.
Let's get the archaeologists involved first.
Yeah.
And it confirmed that, well, I mean, it was a murder, but, like, not a recent one.
Well, not one that you can, like, charge on, because it's, like, all of the, everyone's dead.
Yeah. So they determined that the man that was found was in his 20s, when he died, and that was between 2 BCE and 119 BCE.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find the guys who were responsible for this.
119 CE. So 2 BCE and 119 CE.
For fun fact, fucking BCE old. Is before current era.
Yeah, not Christ things.
Yeah. Good I job. Learned that in
Good
school.
Good job, Kim.
Yeah, you know, I'm here
what
for
an
you.
Educated woman.
I went to college a few semesters. Did I get a degree? I didn't. I took art history. It was so such a waste of time.
But I loved art history, except for that I took it at night. So
well, I took a
when they turned the lights down, I was like, okay.
Well, he
to,
would
like,
just go
awake.
Through and he's like, and this is blah 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 by blah blah. Like,
remember
what a
the
hard
date.
Test to do. Yeah, yeah, it was because he memorize showed, it. He showed us 200, and then he's like, okay, I'll show you guys. I'm like, I can't fucking draw that. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Miss it. Did so well.
God, I hated school.
I did too.
Okay, so anyways, the examination of his body showed that his throat had been cut from ear to ear. He had ligature marks on his neck along Aww. With a garrote and signs of blunt force trauma to the head.
Oh my God, that must have been awful.
Yeah, like violent as fuck.
Garrotes are awful.
Yeah. Yikes. So there are a ton of theories about his injuries and how he got them, but the one that stood out to me that I was like, this is so fucking cool, was that around the time that he was alive, many Europeans tended to sacrifice people in what is known as a triple kill. Hence the overkill of injuries. Throat cut, the garrote, blunt force trauma. That's three.
Yeah.
So because... Oh, this is so cool. Because...
Were people... Okay, I know this is... Oh, go ahead. You're not going to know the answer to this, I'm sure. Was this people that were okay with being sacrificed, or was this, like, a less consensual thing, or are we not sure?
Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
Okay.
I knew that was, like... I'm like, I don't know if you'll know the answer to this, because some people are like, sacrifice me, senpai.
Yeah, some people are like, I am the chosen one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if this was something where it was, like, they felt that it was a like an honor to be the
okay.
sacrifice or
that's
not.
What I'm that's what I'm saying, because like there are some people that consent to that stuff because they're like
sure because they want to be the sacrifice.
Yeah,
they want to like appease the gods or whatever.
I mean, I don't
fuck.
Get it, but
like
good
I
for you
wouldn't want it to be me. Yeah. But you know, teach their own. Okay, so they could examine his stomach contents because he was preserved so well.
Oh, wow.
So cool. So they...
What did they eat at that point?
So they determined, one, that he was killed in late winter, early spring.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so they were able to nail it down to a season.
Yes.
That's cool.
Which coincides with Beltane. Which, if you don't know what Beltane is, it's a Celtic ritual. And people still celebrate that today. It's just like the coming of spring. We're not as like hardcore now. But
not like summer solstice, but like a spring solstice kind of thing.
Like May Day kind of thing.
Okay. Sure, sure, sure.
You know, those kind of...
Yeah.
Whatever. Ritual. Not rituals, but like a celebration of the new season coming. But they took it way more seriously back in the day. So this is a Celtic ritual that was celebrated, like I said, to... welcome spring, but it included a ritual sacrifice. So
homeboy was sacrificed.
Yes. And when they examined his stomach contents, what they found was, sorry.
Pregnancy so happens.
Burpy and hiccupy.
That was club.
So what they found was special bread that would be prepared. And one piece would be burnt.
In my head, I said, I bet it's bread. I swear to God, in my head, I was like, I bet.
You are correct.
Bread.
So whoever got the burnt piece had to be the sacrifice.
So you had to eat burnt bread and be sacrificed? Sounds like a fucking shitty end of the deal.
Like a joke.
Yeah.
So they found charred bread in the Lindau man's stomach.
That's crazy that it was so preserved that well.
Isn't that so fucking cool?
That is cool. It's spooky, though.
I know.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
Well, the fact that they could tell it was charred. You know, like, it's like, okay, the fact that you can tell it's food in general.
From that crazy, long ago.
But the fact that you can tell it's charred bread.
Insane.
I mean, that tells you a lot about the people,
so
too.
So much. That's like, what I'm saying.
You can probably figure out what's in the bread, too, and, like.
Yeah. And, like, know what kind of flour they were using, like all this shit, and they said it was some specific bread. I didn't write it down.
It's not important, but it's bread. It's charred bread. So
he was the sacrifice.
Do you think it was white bread? I'm kidding.
It was like Wonder Bread.
They're like, this is not adding up. They're like, he's from the 1700s. Why did he have Wonder Bread? And Wonder Bread's like, you're not gonna believe this.
Yeah. So, all in all. In the 80s.
In summation.
We found and convicted a murder thanks to a bog body. And we also got a glimpse into the life of a man who lived thousands of years ago, who served as a sacrifice as part of a Beltane ritual.
I don't think people understand how important it is finding stuff from the past.
It's so cool.
And leading us to, like, stuff in the future.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm sure they're going to be like... like, think about us now, like, thousands of years in the future, they're gonna be like, oh my god, what was their life like?
Totally.
Like, what are these podcasts?
Podcasts.
What is a radio show?
Oh my god. Yeah, so anyways, that story made me so excited because I love, like, archaeology kind of stuff. I love history. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be, like, an archaeologist.
Were you Indiana Jones?
You know, that's what my goal was. It did not work out that way. But, like, how cool would it be? Like, I always thought it'd be so fucking cool to, like, be, like, excavating shit and you get to, like, touch the ancient stuff. Like, what?
Because it's part of history. Like, anything.
Or, like, a curator. I always thought it'd be cool to be a curator at a museum. Like, I just want to touch the things.
Fun fact, if I went back to school, I'm not happening unless I win $1 million. I would have a history degree, like a minor in history. I already minored in history.
Yeah, I did like art history and then art education, but like that shit is my jam. I love old things. And for it to be that preserved, like, oh my god, it's so cool.
The fact that, like, when you said an eyeball, it's like, okay, so it's recent, because that shit goes. That's why I was like constantly questioning it.
Right?
Like, shut up, Kim, I'll get to it. But I'm like, eyeballs aren't a thing that preserve, like, over time.
No.
Like, that's like one of the first things to go. Within, like, a few days.
Yeah. So that's is the crazy story of the Lindau woman and the Lindau man.
And how one asshole didn't get away with murder.
Oh, fuck you,
Do
Peter.
Do not marry people after 2 hours of meeting. They might suck.
If we've learned anything.
You know, somebody's listening to this like, assholes, I met my husband. We got married 2 weeks later.
You know what? I hope you're happy.
And
I
you
hope
know you what? Don't get we took a, we lasted a year. Okay.
We lasted a whole year.
They don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Kim and Danae are so ignorant.
So
done
rough.
Listening to the Mavens. They're stupid.
You don't know my life. Anyways, if you did get married within 2 hours of meeting, I would love to know that story.
Yeah. I mean, if it.
And I hope you're still together.
Yeah. Because divorce sucks. So. But if you want to, you know, say hi to us, if you want to tell us some of your stories, if you got married after 4 days of knowing someone, you know, let us know at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you are an archaeologist, let us know.
Oh, let us know of cool hear. Stuff. I would die.
Yeah.
Like, of like good reasons.
Yeah.
And if you ever said, it's snakes, it had to be snakes, then, like, I want to know about that, too.
What?
It's a quote from Indiana Jones.
Oh.
Can I tell you something really funny? Yeah, okay, so me and my friends went to Disney World, and they had, like, an Indiana Jones, like, roller coaster there.
Sure.
And the entire time in line, I was just like, snakes, it had to be snakes. Because that's, like, one of his famous lines. Because he's scared of snakes. And my friends the entire time were like, Kim, shut up. And I was like, but it's, like, an Indiana Jones line, and they're like, whatever. Then we're on the ride, and all of a sudden it's like, snakes, it had to be snakes. And I'm just like,
like, I fucking told
and they
you.
They were all like, oh my god, she called it.
That's hilarious.
Like, I was giggling, and then I kept saying it the rest of the time, and I'm sure, like, that's why we don't really talk anymore.
And that's why we're no longer friends.
Not close friends, but.
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, we also have a TikTok, we have a Facebook group, any sort of social media you use, except for Threads. We're not on Threads. I'm going to say we're probably not going to get on Threads, but...
What's Threads?
Threads is, like, a Facebook, but not Facebook. You, like, get to post updates.
Oh. Yeah, we're not on it. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Well, they were like, people want to know what you're doing on
Do they?
Threads. And I'm like, they don't.
Or they could just check our Instagram.
Do you want to hear about what... funny thing Aspen did? Probably not. I care.
Yeah,
who else cares?
She,
she barked for food.
Oh, I thought you said she barfed. I was like, well, that's
she
not really funny.
Everywhere. You're like, oh, that's weird. No, she,
yeah, that's pretty typical for dogs.
Her
just
and
barfing.
Ruger got into the trash today, and there was no food in it, and there was like fucking paper towels everywhere, and I'm like, god damn it, these
you guys
dogs.
Need a closey one.
I know, we need to get one
like a
yours.
Step on one.
Yeah, well, because I hear them nosing the trash, I'm like, hi, I have ears.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy, but...
No one needs as much.
Yeah, whatever social media you use, except for Threads, as of now, we'll see what happens. Yeah, you can probably find us there.
Yeah, so. Hit us up on all the things.
We post pictures on Instagram. I think Instagram's probably our most
That's our most used.
Yeah, I would say... I check TikTok. We haven't really posted anything, but we'll change that. Oh my god, excuse me. So yeah, just check us out, message us, all the things, share us with your friends, and we'll become friends. And Kim has the hiccups for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Sympathy
so.
Hiccups.
Sympathy hiccups.
All right,
I
guys.
Empathize with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, bye.